The preacher is going to speak at a conference in a country that he's never been in before. He has to speak on something that perhaps is a difficult topic, either difficult theologically or difficult in practice. It's going to bring real challenge in the environment into which he goes. He travels by aeroplane perhaps and arrives in that country, and he walks out into a very strange environment. It's not something he's comfortable with. He doesn't know anybody, and there's somebody at the gate waiting with a sign with his name on it. Perhaps there's a measure of fear and trembling in him, humanly speaking. But as he begins to interact with the person or the family who've picked him up, he discovers a brother of like mind. He finds Christian friends, men and women, who are of the same conviction, who are eager to hear what he has to say, who welcome him warmly and show real affection toward him. You can imagine, I think, what a good thing that would be for that man who's gone there to preach. In the face of the potential difficulties and discouragements, he's found real fellowship, and it's quite proper that he would thank God and take courage. How much more, then, someone like the Apostle Paul when he arrives at a place called the Appii Forum and the Three Inns. Paul is on his way to Rome. He's going there to face Nero Caesar. He will no doubt be aware of Nero's growing reputation for instability and for cruelty. He knows that he's being taken there to answer certain charges that are going to expose him to danger and even possibly to death. In Rome, he'll have a chance to preach the gospel, but that is never an easy thing, certainly not when you are dealing both with Jews and with Gentiles, when you're going to face a different kind of opposition from each one. Paul himself has survived shipwrecks and other dangers on the way. Everything you might think would be calculated to discourage him. And what is it, as he finally draws near to Rome on the last leg of his journey, that makes that man thank God and take courage? Well, we're told that when they finally were able to sail in an Alexandrian ship, a figurehead, the twin brothers, they come first to Syracuse, then they circle round to Rhegium, then they come to Puteoli, where they find brothers and are invited to stay with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome. And then Acts 28 and verse 15, and from there, when the brothers heard about us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and Three Inns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. Now, these men and women had made a real effort. They had travelled from Rome a distance of probably about 50 miles, at least 2, perhaps even 3 days' journey under the circumstances. They'd travelled there to meet a prisoner, a man who was already under suspicion. They were risking their reputation, perhaps their own safety. They had made a real investment. It was perhaps costly to them in time and money to do these things. There may have been risks for them themselves on the road. And yet here they are, as Christian brothers, making that effort to come and stir the spirit of the Apostle Paul as he faces these particular trials and challenges. Is it any wonder, then, that when Paul sees and enjoys these encouraging acts of fellowship, these demonstrations of commitment and love, that he thanks God when he sees them, and he takes courage? Perhaps we don't realize how easily we can encourage God's people just by our presence and by our prayers and by our warmth, by our affection, by our investments. We can do that even when we gather on the Lord's Day. Is that how the people of God with whom you worship will think and feel when they see you on a Sunday? What about the pastor when he steps into the pulpit? What about those who are serving in other capacities? Is the fact that you have come, is your investment, your engagement, your encouragement, a reason for them, when they see your cheerful and committed face, to thank God and to take courage? Let's seek to be such men and women that our presence stirs the hearts and puts a smile upon the face of God's true people, and helps them to serve him more fervently and faithfully.